Hello.
Hi Robert, how are you? This is Mike. I'm calling from Robust Web Designs. How are you?
From who designs?
Robust Web Designs, your design agency, remember?
No, I don't remember, sir. Designing websites?
Yeah, we create your
Okay.
website and I think you put your website on hold.
May have, I don't know. You're talking about the lady that was talking to me, and she's from India, and I didn't want to deal with India.
Let me connect you with my consultant, Arthur Wayne, and he will guide you about your website.
Okay,
Okay?
A10, is it, did you say A10?
Arthur Wayne, Arthur.
Okay.
All right, just stay online. Just give me one second, okay?
Sure.
Hey Robert, this is Arthur.
Hey,
You remember me?
I do. I think I do. Is your real name A10, ATIN?
Not at all, not at all. This is Arthur. I think we had a conversation. I think we, you know, if you remember, I think we signed you up for your social media in order to actually set up your adjuster application. Do you remember me?
Well, are you talking about in California?
That's right, yes, absolutely.
Yes. I do in fact remember you. I got over 3,000 invested in that and never got anything out of it.
That's right, that's right. I think you weren't well, a couple months back, and you had to put the project on hold, which is why I think we stopped bothering you. It's been about a year, I guess. Is that right?
I would say so, yes.
How's everything going now? How's business? How's work? How's your health, in fact?
Well, at 78, I'm 78, man. Degenerative arthritic condition and so forth and so on. I'm worried about Alzheimer's and all that crap, you know?
I understand. It's just that, age does definitely affect you. So, yeah, that's, I mean, you know, that's very, that's pretty cool. I mean, but I'm glad that you're back and, you sound healthy, and that's what really matters. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. As long as you wake up in the morning, it's a good freaking day.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think, yeah, that's pretty cool. I just wanted to, touch base with you. I had my, I basically had my project manager reach out to you, and he wanted to see if you were still, obviously in touch or, available. Are you still
Well, I
having the
am.
attention?
I am Arthur, but the bottom line figure is I don't have any more money, man. The damn thing. They went up 400% on the flood insurance in New Orleans. They went up 300% on the freaking homeowners insurance. You know, everything has gone through the roof because people could do it. You know what I mean? When COVID came along, oh, everybody just jumped on board. You know what I mean? With price increases, those prices will never go down. And you see, I am effectively on a fixed income. Although I do feel and have always felt that DocuLoss was a major winner, but I just can't get to the end line with it, you know? It's just proven to be extremely difficult.
Right, absolutely. I understand that, but obviously, I mean, if you still have the intentions of carrying on and, making things work out, I mean, that would actually be awesome. But, see, I understand, at some point in life as well, I think there might be a turning point where you could actually decide to sort of, let's say, make that of use. I basically also used your model and pitched it to a lot much more of my other clients, and they, they're actively working with us, and they also have secured sort of, let's say, venture capitalist money. So, VC money is crazy money. That's like
You mean for the concept of DocuLoss?
the application concept. So let's say, to give you an example, I mean, you know, the whole idea here is that you're actually helping the client save up a lot of money by having them, you know, do all the things, you know, that you know they're supposed to do within the application. So what I did was I pitched another idea to one of my, you know, personal injury lawyer, you know, one of these guys. And what I did was I found a problem within the personal injury industry, and I told him that, you know, what if we could actually, you know, what happens is basically if you win a case, you know, after your personal injury actually happens, and, you know, that's where lawyers actually keep more than 50%. They initially promise that they'll only keep 10% of it, but adding their fees takes up to a maximum of 50% just because they don't actually have the documentation and all of these things being done properly. So that's why, you know, there's another application that we're almost near launching. It's known as Fender, Join Fender. So let's say, you know, if you've been through a hard time and, you know, you're trying to make sure that, you know, you've basically, let's say you ended up landing in a crash. What happens next is you obviously want to make sure that everything is documented. So that application actually helps you document everything and actually helps you save up a lot more money directly from the lawyers itself. So that's, you know, basically just copying the gist of the idea and then sort of, let's say, utilizing that to, you know, different industries so that more and more people, crash victims, can actually get the most out of what they're making. And the application costs like, you know, $60 a month. So, you know, there's a huge potential upside that is expected from, you know, that application.
Well, when you say $60 a month, you mean it's an ongoing cost to the lawyer you're talking about, $60 a month.
That's right, yes. But it's not a lawyer. All they do is they basically consult you and they make sure that everything is basically, you know, in place. And then, you know, that's when they're able to reach out to the correct lawyers that will actually, you know, charge according to the correct rates of the market. So that's one way to go about that.
Well, I hear you, man. And I've dealt in that arena for 40 years. And I'll tell you this. You've heard of the term public adjusters, right?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, those are thieves that always live and they work for the attorneys. They go in and they ask for the sun and the moon and the stars. And, of course, they're not going to get it. But when there's an attorney involved, it's easier and cheaper for Allstate, State Farm to acquiesce and just pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in a lot of cases, if it's a flood or a natural disaster where FEMA's involved, the more money they pay, the more money, meaning Allstate or whoever, pays, the more they make. It goes in their pocket. Whereas if it's a wind claim, the more they pay, that's straight out of their pocket. It's not an into their pocket. It's out of their pocket. But in any event, that's a little disconcerting, that what you just told me, but so be it, you know.
Right. Right, absolutely. But, you know, just giving you an idea that, you know, this model is actually completely functional, and, you know, I think that, you know, it holds a huge upside. So, you know, at some point, even if you
send me the model. Send me the model, because if the model fits my pro forma, meaning my room builder app and everything, well, then I'm on board. For how much money? I don't know. Not $60 a month. I wouldn't do that. Because, geez, damn, that's $720 a year for my concept, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. So, you know, it's just that, you know, that's the subscription-based model of that specific application that we're developing. But, you know, I just wanted to give you an idea that, you know, that's something that can really work out for you, because, you know, you are in a market where, you know, there's a lot much more happening. And I think that, you know, you can actually end up, you know.
Well, what would I get for $60 a month? Meaning, are you going to host my site? Are you going to provide terabytes of, huh?
Oh, no. I was referring to the application that we've developed for another client. That's what they charge per customer. And, you know, that's not, you know, they don't charge for app development. You know, for us itself, I think the last time we spoke, I think we wanted to actually redo the entire application for $4,000. And I said that, you know, you could actually just make sure that you start off with just $1,000 to begin with. That's what I told you the last time.
But I had paid $3,000 towards that $4,000.
That was for the social media and the website development, which we actually did, but, you know, we were kind of stuck in
that. Well, there was no social media, or there was no but anyway, bottom line figure is how can you have social media if you don't have product to sell? Until you have that website up, you can't sell anything. That was just, That was just money wasted. I thought the $4,000 was towards the building of the program.
What I meant to say was the $4,000, the one that, that could, obviously basically redo and may reshape the entire application. I think we also were in the conversation with the other agency, and you said that there was a chance that you could actually get a refund. Did you manage to get a refund from those guys?
Oh, hell no. That's all India-based people, and they speak no English, especially when it serves their purpose. So that's why when you're project manager reached out to me, I was a little bit taken aback because I thought he was certainly not American,
Yeah, he definitely isn't American. He's German, so that's exactly why you must have felt that. But that's fine. See, at the end of the day, Robert, see, the best part is, everything, if you want things going with us, if you are interested in making sure that this actually works out, the thing is, utilizing those funds, we want to make sure that, we're able to do that. But, again, it's been an entire year, and, after basically getting back to you, obviously, according to some policies, I'm not able to sort of, let's say, continue with the project. But at the end of the day, what I can do is, let's say, if you are interested in making sure that the application is developed, and I understand that your bottom line, obviously, there's a lot more that you actually have to put towards your health, your home, your finances. Now, I understand that, right? But let's say, even if you do any time, right, as long as I'm in this agency, you will still have a place to be here, and you'll be able to get your application basically redesigned.
Well,
and then
talk money. What would it take, and how would it have to be paid to finish that application?
Well, according to, the last time we spoke, let's say rebuilding the entire application all the way from scratch is actually going to cost $6,000, which I discounted to $4,000. And in order to start off, all you got to do is just pay 25%, which basically makes it $1,000 to begin with, and that's it. That's where we start. And then on a monthly basis, you can basically put in $1,000, and then I can basically update you until we're basically ready with the application. And then we can go out in the market as well, using our social media, website, and everything that we need.
Well, Arthur, I don't have $1,000. I mean, look, I'm in a position where I might even lose my house. I don't have an answer for any of those things. I mean, I have a reverse mortgage, and all I have to pay is the taxes, the insurance, and the upkeep. And I got hired by a company to go out and do claims and told me to go ahead and spend $1,000, and I spent $1,000, and guess what? He backed out after I spent $1,000. That, to me, is so disreputable, it's not even funny. I mean, if you don't plan on using somebody, don't tell them to spend $1,000, because that really has thrown me in a tailspin. But, of course, tax season's coming, and I do taxes and so forth, So after the first of the year, even before the first of the year, I got clients that haven't done their taxes for 23, not two. So if they come in and pay money, then I would invest that in DocuLoss, because I have to either prove the concept or throw it away. And you know what? I'm running out of time. How much longer can a 78-year-old live? I did gastric bypass surgery. I lost 100 pounds because I want to see my grandchildren grow up, went under the knife, and from that standpoint, I'm doing better. I recover. The degenerative arthritic is not nearly as bad as it used to be, but it neither here nor there. You didn't call for a health report. Give it some thought. I mean, I'm willing to entertain almost anything because I need to get it done, Get her done.
Absolutely. I mean, what is there to live for if, if there isn't family? So, I get your point. I understand that. And, it's okay, right? At the end of the day, I wish to actually console you with reference to this, but again, time is the greatest enemy of man at the end of the day. And, what I think is, it's really up to you, and what you could do is whatever you feel comfortable with. If, let's say, you have the idea of, continuing with something like this, if you still have the intent, I could also have you put down, 50% of what I'm talking about, let's say even 500. If you have the intent of carrying on, you can give me a 500 today.
The intent.
Yeah,
I have the intent, Arthur. It's not about intent. It's about wherewithal. And then,
right, absolutely.
Because my whole motivation and goal with the pro forma and everything, at 8 sales a month, which is ludicrous, 8 sales a month, it makes money. That's with me running it effectively out of my garage. But guess what? That's all you need. I got so many computers around me right now, I don't know what to do with myself, because I used to be in the computer business and so forth. But I don't know websites, web design. I never learned that. I don't know networking either, because I got to get to a point where I have a data server, and that's the only place to have the data file, because then you got hard drives all over the place with data, and where was the last place I saved it? All that stuff's got to – and I guess I'll have to spend some gray matter, which I don't like to spend at this point in my life. But listen, yes, I am interested in moving forward with it, and I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I can tell you this, I'll never give up. When I give up, it's when I'm suicidal, and I'm not suicidal.
I'm glad that you aren't. It really does. Yeah, it really does change everything, Robert, for us. Because, see, the thing is, I'm glad that you have the drive of carrying forward with this. And, see, the best part is that, being a friend to you, it's been like a year since we were in proper coordination. But that's fine. See, I understand that you had your own things to resolve, and that's something that, was a priority. So that makes sense. The only thing is, whenever you feel that it's time for me to, go ahead and get something like
drop
this done.
Me
exactly.
Arthur, drop me an email, okay, because I lost your contact information. I lose hard drives like water, and then recovery never seems to really work, even though I'm in the recovery business. It never seems to quite work, So
all
drop
right.
me an email. You still got my email? I know you got my
That's
telephone
right.
number.
I got
yeah.
your email. It's adjusterlouisiana@gmail.com.
That's a fact, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That is right, except your name's not Jack, but that's a fact. Jack Rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Fat Jack Rhymes? Oh, it's another email?
No, that is a fact, Jack. That rhymes. That's a fact. Author does not rhyme.
Right. See, that's fine. Okay.
All right.
Drop
me the email. Okay, and I'll be back in touch.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Robert. It's a pleasure.
Have a blessed evening.
Well, you too. Have a blessed evening.
My pleasure as well, because I had nothing.